In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I will read from to my text from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 18, and verses 22, 23, 24, in Jesus' name. Lord, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understand my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I can't attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness as the light are both alike to Thee. For Thou hast possessed me my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the herd. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious are also are Thy thoughts! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more than number of the sand. When I awake, I am still with Thee. Search me, O God, and know me, my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of way everlasting. Amen. This psalm seems only by reading that it's word of God, which without explanation tells to us very beautifully about Almighty God, of that God is a creator of heaven and earth, how God has also created us human beings. This is the Psalm of David, and when we think or remember the phases of David's lives, from shepherd to king, and what kind of phases there were at his office of king when he fell in big repentance, and that thankfulness which David feel, which we can see in his psalms. This knowledge gives more even to this psalm. And you were 2 years here at Opista Services So this topic of this year's services were from the beginning of this psalm, Lord, you know me. Lord, you have thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising, thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. That knowledge of that God knows me, knows you, we all, truly, it might in some situations feel down-pressing when we understand this, that God knows our deepest thoughts completely, everything which moves in our mind and what we do. He knows our faults, and so it might feel depressing. But then when we remember the love of God to man, how he has prepared through his Son the complete redemption work, through which also we have today possibility to believe our sins forgiven and get to heaven having this faith. So to these these words that completely us gives a new it means that although we are bad and sinners and we make sin, so nevertheless, although God knows everything this, he loves us, he wants to give grace to us and help us on this way to heaven. When we remember this matter, so it comes, it gives us the safety in our life, so that we feel that God takes care of you and me and we all. And if we could trust to this help of God, so our life would be in many times be much easier. God knows and feels completely, knows our phases of life and knows the difficulties which we meet in our life, different challenges we have in our life. Even to these opista services, we come from very different situations of life, and all those are known by God. And according to God's word, we know that God knows all the challenges of our life before we self know them. We many times plan our life forward, and we have plans for far away future, and it's right according to God's word. This is how we have to do. But when we make these plans, it's good to remember that our plans will be fulfilled if God wills. But we have also experiences of that those plans would not be fulfilled. In life there can be many kind of uh, everything does not go as we has wanted, and at also at these services and listening to the radio, you have this kind of experiences. Maybe that there are even difficult situations, and it's good to know that God knows this, and God knows these things completely. And when we make these plans, so it's good to ask, as Jesus has thought, that thy will be done. When we remember this always, our life would be much easier in many times. For there is no word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, it all together. Thou hast beset me behind and before. Thou laid thine hand upon me. God knows our speech, sees all the words which we say. He knows our thoughts, and our thoughts, they are not always good thoughts. We have to admit this. Even at these matters, speeches and thoughts, we fall in sin, but nevertheless the grace of God, love of God, it belongs, or it's enough for us. And said, God protects always. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Are they safe words? You know, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I can't attain unto it. So David says that his understanding is not enough for the grace and love of God. And so even today's travelers, we have to admit, and it's good that we can admit that we don't understand, we don't need to understand these matters. That we know that God takes care of us. He is in His grace given us all sins forgiven through His gospel. We can't explain this by reason. It's only the matter of faith. The one of those great mysteries of God. And then God says here how you can't flee from God, you can't hide yourself, so that God couldn't know or see you. And even this is that kind of matter which can make us believers peaceful and give us safe feeling that we don't have anything the enemy of soul works all the time, so that us everywhere, so that it would feel distressed for us. And an unbeliever who does not have the peace of God feels distressing these matters when he thinks that God knows the deepest thoughts in someone's heart. So it might be distressing. But on the other hand, if it distresses, it is a lucky situation, because the word of God has heard. And this kind of person, the time of visitation has not gone away. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost past of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yeah, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. These are safe words if we have power to trust to these promises of God. For thou hast possessed me, reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. God is Almighty, the Creator of earth and heaven. He has created everything which we have on the earth, even man, and God made man for heaven. We remember from the beginning of the Bible the enemy of soul there in paradise was able to get the first human couple to sin, and then the paradise created by God was broken and sin was get the power to man, and all kind of evilness came to the earth at that day. The enemy of soul promised in the form of serpent to Adam and Eve that if you eat from this tree, so you come like a God, like God, to know good and bad, and we can say that this was the promise which is true. Man has begun to know bad, so big the power of the enemy of soul is in our world. But God made for heaven, and for that reason he according to his promise sent his son Jesus to redeem all the sins of mankind, to redeem man so that he is acceptable to heaven. This part of this psalm tells about that kind of matter of which there is a completely different understanding of in this world as this word of God gave understanding for us. In our time, in many times, it is said that the life of human being begins from birth, and when man, human being is in her mother's womb, there is no value of that life, and because of selfishness, one is wanted to prevent or broke, but the word of God shows that this is a completely wrong understanding. Before I had lived a single day, all the days were created. and the other part which gives more information of this matter. Your eyes see me. The life is the great gift of God. It's valuable for everyone. Everyone has God's plan, complete life which God has planned. When we want to live this according to God's word, everyone has own life which length we don't know. We don't need to know this length. God knows this. He has known this at the beginning of time. Besides this, God has to each of us for temporal life own task. Everyone has a personal task. This also might be difficult to understand for us. We can ponder this, but we can trust upon this, that although this remains a secret for us, so God knows, and God has not created any life without meaning, and we can trust upon also this and remember that God is the Lord of life and death. And when we also remember this, that when we are here upon the earth, God has promised to take good care of us. So it's brothers and sisters to be safe at the good care of God. How precious also are unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. So also David says shortly this matter about how great are the plans of God, and of that how these matters of faith are not matters of reason. We can't explain them by using our understanding, and we don't even understand this, and as if everything put together, David says, I stop, but I know that you are with me. So God is with us, with every one of us, and with every day which he gives us in our life. See, search me, O God, and know me, my heart. Try me and know me, my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Is this a believing man's speech and believing man's prayer? Those words show great love towards God, to God, could create trust, and they show also the power of faith, believing faith for this, that God has everything in his head. Search me, O God, and know me, my heart, and although you know me, nevertheless, you give grace to me, and you forgive me my faults and sins. And when we remember this, it strengthens our faith. It encourages to believe, encourages to ask forgiveness for our sins. It encourages to ask this grace gospel, although we don't have any special matters in our conscience. So it encourages this to ask this gospel for the power of faith, to the way of faith. Then David asked here from God advice and guidance to this competition of faith, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Follow me and see me, and when you see that I am going to sin or to wrong way, away from this narrow pathway of faith, so guide me then to the right. This kind of wrong teaching is in our time, spiritual as well as everyday teaching, that kind of situations where we have to make selections to think to which way we will take, kind of situations very much from the childhood to older age. We have to maybe daily meet this matter and think, is this matter according to God's word? And if I go to this way, am I then on the right way? This kind of situations, there are much, and sometimes they can be very difficult. But we don't need to be alone in this way. God has promised us to take care of us, and Jesus also told this to his own when he, in his farewell speech, promised to his disciples that although he went away, he don't leave his disciples alone, but he sends or asks God to send a guider or the Holy Spirit, who here upon the earth guides and takes care of that God's own, even we can remain on the right way. And because God knew that we don't have power alone on this way, for that reason he has given this kingdom of the unity of believers, which also helps us on the journey of competition in God's kingdom. We get the grace, guidance of gospel, advice according to God's word. If only we want to receive these words in this kingdom, God's kingdom guides us to this day everlasting, as it was said in this psalm. And this way everlasting means that there is unchanging word of God guiding us, which has been remained unchangeable from the beginning of word unto the end of the word, although in our time many wants to change this word more suitable for this time and say that the word of God is old-fashioned and it's connected to this time when it has been written. But we remember this, that the word of God is unchangeable, and this keeps us on this way, a way everlasting, which takes us once to heaven's home. And Jesus left to his own, even to us, task to keep this good message, tell about this good message to those the who don't have this peace of conscience, tell about the love of God towards men, and about that the grace has been meant to everyone, to all people, has been created for heaven, and to getting to heaven, it's only needed that you want personally believe that gospel and believe your own sins forgiven, and nothing else can be done on behalf of this salvation. No work of human being is good enough to get to heaven. We can't do but believe, and we don't need to do anything else. It's enough that we want to believe. God takes care of us, and the redemption work of Jesus was so complete that it paid all the sins of mankind. All are forgiven if you personally want to believe it. And Jesus said, as an example of faith, a small child, that such a small child who cannot even speak, but is completely such small childs, children we can also travel, and it's enough that we today wants to believe. We don't need to remember past days, what kind of faults has come. We don't need to be afraid of the future. It's enough that we now want to believe, take care of everything else. To this promise of God, we can trust, and trust that this forgiveness is enough for everyone. It's enough for me and enough for you, my travel friend. In Jesus' name, sins are forgiven. Dear travel friends, where you hear this speech, here in service area, in service radio, exactly as you feel yourself weak and adapting, as you can uplift your heart to believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and owning this gospel, you can with safe mind continue your journey, trusting upon the grace of God and caretaking of God. And you can continue with these thoughts that God, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. God has promised to take care of us, and this grace gospel of God's kingdom, according to task which Jesus gave, is preached also outside of God's kingdom. You, friend, you feel, hear these words and feel personally that you don't have this grace of God. The enemy of soul has attached you from childhood faith, but you need the peace of God in your conscience. Exactly now you have possibility to own this unmeasurable grace gospel of God. You can believe your unbelief and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And when you want to believe like this, you are able to, together with other children of God, to begin the journey to, towards to heaven, to this everlasting way, which takes you together with other believers to heaven's home, to Father's home, where Jesus has already gone, to prepare us a room, and where he takes his own. This same gospel, even I want to ask, can I believe my sins forgiven and doubts forgiven? So I want to believe together with you, children of God, we say safely, in Jesus' name, amen.